Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Tokyo Disneyland, where it is the hottest it's been all week. I've finally found a cap. I've been looking for a hat to fit my head all week. Given up on the power.
The biggest head, even an extra large, doesn't fit his head.
That's so right. Impossible. Disneyland have an old Western style wooden hat shop, and their sign out the front from the ye olden days is any hat to fit any head, any size head. Not me. The extra large is too small. So the Pirates of the Caribbean ride was the answer. I am now wearing a pirate bandana.
A do-rag, really.
A do-rag. I'm wearing a pirate bandana. It costs 600 yen, which is about £4. I reckon I've got
a pirate skull and crossbone on the front.
I reckon I've got the bargain of Disney
really
World.
Goes really well with his Peter Pan t-shirt.
My Peter Pan t-shirt, which is completely soaked from sweat. It's so hot. There's people sleeping everywhere. Children. We're nearing 2 o'clock.
Tantrum time.
Yeah, we're 10 past 1 now. Sarah says tantrum time is 2 o'clock.
They're asleep at the moment. They're going to wake up and start screaming in about 40 minutes.
So top tips for visiting Disneyland Tokyo. Online you'll read lots of top tips, and they're all about turning up here at 6 a.m, waiting for the park to open at 8, and running to get the fast pass for the ride of your choice. And whilst that is true, we would recommend, if you're adults like us, turning up around 10 a.m, getting in when it's easy, not queuing. And
today's not as busy as it gets, though, so...
Yeah. But just wander around and queue for the couple of the rides that you want and enjoy the experience, bless you. Disneyland is about the experience. So we're just coming to Space Mountain, which is the big... that's the main roller coaster ride of any Disney park. So we can tell you how bad it is. Oh, hello, some sexy space ladies walking past, waving hello. And the other tip is, just buy your tickets in advance online, print out your ticket and bring it. The Japanese Disney translation website is not very good, and the website crashes a lot, but much better to do that in advance. One thing that the Japanese love to do, which we may have mentioned already and sounds almost racist because of the number of times we've mentioned it, but it is true, is they love to queue. And I mean love to queue. There are people we've just walked past queuing by sitting down in the sun, not in the shade, in the sun, to get a seat in an amphitheatre going to be...
The worst one was they were all sitting lining the streets like you do, ready for the parade, but an hour before the parade started so they could get their spot.
No need. Absolutely no need. But the queue they were queuing for was to then go and sit in an amphitheatre in the sun and watch some show which will last 10 minutes. It's just nuts. It's nuts. So, and there's people queuing next to me now for popcorn in a queue that must be 50 people long. Don't bother.
Come on.
Okay. All right. Fast pass time for Space Mountain. Here it comes. Another tip is to ask for single riders. What is that? Well, you've got your normal queue, which will be hours. You've got your fast pass queue, which is when you get a ticket. Yes, I was going to get to
that.
Fast passes are sold out for the day.
For the whole day. You might get a fast pass at 10 in the morning, but you can't get on the ride till 7 at night.
There you go. So if you want to get on Space Mountain,
we can. It's quarter past one now, and return time is between 6:30 and 7:30.
Great. First, we'll ask if they do fast pass, because there's a standby queue as well. So there's a number of different things. There's standby entrance.
Standby queue is 55 minutes.
That's 55 minutes. The fast pass, which has come back at a certain time, or there's the normal queue, which tends to be hours long. But the single riders isn't advertised. It means that you'll go in a separate queue, and when they've got a space on the ride, you can jump on. I am now going to ask, where is the lady? Okay, here we go. I'm going to ask lady. She's just giving her child a thingy. Excuse me, hello. Do you do single rider?
No.
No single rider on this. Okay, thank you. No, and what they do is a cross, the arm cross. I got the arm cross. Yeah, they do a big cross with their arms to say no to things in this country. Happens a lot. When something's closed, they'll do that. So here we are putting our... So you hold your little tickets that you printed off from home. You hold it in the fast pass machine, prints it out. We've got two tickets there telling
and
us to come back at
5 hours, you're golden.
In 5 hours, you're straight in. Although you won't be, you'll probably still wait about an hour. But it's worth it because it's frigging air conditioned when you queue in.
What you can now hear is the sounds of the wind leaving our body on the thrill ride Space Mountain.
Welcome to Disney Sea. So if you're coming to Tokyo and you're thinking about doing Disney, well, first of all, if you're not thinking about doing Disney, do Disney. If you've done any of the Disneylands in the world before and you've only got one day, make it Disney Sea. This place is incredible. Of course, Disneyland was great yesterday, but today, Disney Sea is great. It's massive. There's like... Even just the first bit that you walk out on is like looking out over the Venetian Canal, St. Mark's Square. There's different worlds within it, lots of hidden things. At the moment, we're in a like a cavern in the middle, which is done up like 20,000 leagues under the sea. All sort of old wrought iron hewn into the mountain that is above us. It's amazing. And on the edge of Disney Sea is just a wall that goes around. And then you've got the actual Pacific Ocean with the ships out there and stuff. And sometimes you can catch that view, especially with the ocean liner that they've got on the side of it. They've got like an old ocean liner. You can go and have a drink in the Teddy Roosevelt bar there. Alcohol, anybody? It's really, really great. And the only challenge for us has been Sarah's bad mood, which has fluctuated today with the weather.
I'm having a great day.
Yeah, tell us about the weather.
It's very hot.
How hot?
Very hot. Like 35 degrees hot with 80% humidity. Very hot.
Yeah, 80%.
People just falling asleep everywhere, hiding under umbrellas. It's very hot.
Oh, look at the carriages we're going to be getting in.
I've already seen it, but you were yapping away.
They're like giant mine cars with domes in the front so you can see out.
Such a little submarine.
Submarines. My brother and I used to watch the crappy old 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea when we were kids. Anyway, for the, like, maybe £100 that this will cost you, it's an amazing day.
Some people might find... If you like rides and stuff, some people might find it the day from hell.
Well, only if they're an idiot.
To address a couple of the complaints I've seen on TripAdvisor, yes, the shows and the cartoons and all that's in Japanese, but you're in Japan, so get over it.
Yeah. And what are the other criticisms? It's really busy.
It's really busy, but we went on... We did single rider on two of the rides, so we've done two rides within the first hour, plus got a fast pass for another ride, got a fast pass for a ride later, and then have been toodling around just going on the ones that have got 20-minute waits.
So
you have to accept. You can't get on everything. You can't. So just pick a few things that you want to go on and have a great day.
Getting on things isn't the point.
There's
always going to be a meathead on TripAdvisor going, oh, well, obviously, this theme park's better because there's more, like, loop-the-loops.
If you like buying stuff, though, there's loads of pickings to buy.
But if I can finish my point... It's not about like thrill rides, Disney. It's about creating a world and walking into it, and it's incredible.
If you're going in summer, though, pack a spare t-shirt because Hal's about to change for the third time today. That's how hot it was. His nappy needed changing three times today.
It's I think New Orleans is the only time we've ever experienced something like it. It's when it was about 40 degrees and humid. Anyway. £100, well worth it. Unlike other Disneys, you can find cheap food. We just had a shrimp bun from a van, and it's like if you had like a dumpling, a Chinese bun with shrimp in it. Oh, delicious. Now, how much was that? About £300?
500 yen, so about £3 something.
Amazing. This is such a great day out, so put it on your wish list.